fisheries management is in our hands as much as the biologist's responsibility. We're explaining how next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Every fish caught or kept affects the fisheries we visit. George Summer, with the Utah Habitat Council, explains.
We've all done it. I'm guilty of it too. You catch a little fish and you go, oh, throw it back so it can go grow up. Well, the challenge is if there's a whole bunch of them the same size, they're not going to grow up. It's like carrying capacity for deer and elk. You can only so many of them in a given area. Well, with fish, it's the same way. When they get crowded, they get little. And the challenge is you take all the big fish out, you just added to that, and all you have are little fish. A little common sense says that taking all the big fish out, all you've got left is little guys. And nobody wants to take the little guys home. And we actually, as managers, we need to take those little fish home. There's a thing in management philosophy, 75% of the people fishing release all their fish. And the other 25% keep fish occasionally or keep them consistently. And that's a flip-flop from what it used to be when I was growing up. It's actually the other way around. We all kept fish. And because we're getting all these stunted fish, because nobody keeps small fish, the biologists have to do something different. And a lot of times that involves adding predators like vipers and tiger muskie and stalking bigger fish and things like that. It requires a lot more effort on their part to make it work. The bass and the bluegill in the community ponds could never just quite get ahead. And so the division stocked wipers in there and it's an additional summer opportunity, and that seems to be paying off.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.